be just sitting here without these shitty things up.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it, Jim? Welcome to the football podcast.
Let's start the show.
We're back for a bit.
Can I just say as well, I've just seen a grown man get genuinely confused by a rotating door. He was just standing there. He's just standing there. The bottom of our office, just standing there. And people weren't telling him. People were just standing watching. Some people were considering taking photos. And I was like, no, you have to push or pull. Or...
So needless to say, Dan can't be here.
Exactly. It's Dan stuck in a door.
Where is Dan? Is he still in South Africa?
He's somewhere in Africa.
Somewhere, yeah. Hello, if you're listening, Dan.
But when did we last do a show? January? Did we do one in Jan?
Did do one in Jan, but 38 seconds, right, we've got to stop. That's the amount of time you're allowed for anything these days, apparently. That's the first one in there. Welcome to the Football Podcast, show number 203.
I didn't understand that. What about 38 seconds?
Steven Gerrard. I'm getting him in early.
Got you.
You see the heat map that went round?
That was very good. I laughed my cock off watching it when it happened. I couldn't believe it. I will say that we decided to do a show this week, last week, before that game. We're not just doing this so I can crow, but I will be. Mike, Jim and Chris here. Tom Hunter can't make it because he's in a meeting. Dan Silver's in Africa. Stuart Orr's here. Hi, Stu.
Yeah, always the same.
Good old Stu.
Let's kick straight off with the Gerrard thing.
Yeah.
I watched... It's the first game I've watched in ages on a Sunday as well. Because I've been going to Jill's on a Saturday, and then Sunday I have to spend some time with the missus, because if I go football all day Saturday and then say, I'm watching this. So I watched the half one, and then I watched Chelsea after.
What a thing to do, though. I think that's so stupid. He knows better than
I'm
that.
Gonna...
It's ridiculous. First thing you do.
He's got previous, though. That's the second time he's been sent off against United, and he's been sent off against Everton.
Twice. At least,
has he done twice?
Twice.
I remember the one where he nearly broke someone's leg.
There was one with Gary Naismith where he went in with 2 feet and got retrospectively punished.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I'm thinking.
To be fair, he did apologise to Gary Naismith then. He didn't apologise to Ana Herrera, which for me...
No, he didn't. He apologised to the fans, massively, didn't he?
Everyone says, it's great, he's come, he's fronted it out, he's taking responsibility. If I walk down the street, punch someone in the face, go to court and then say, I want to say sorry to my mum and my employer, not to the fella I'll punch you in the face, I'm a dickhead.
Yep. It's exactly the same.
To be fair, if I punch someone in the face, I'm going to get my head kicked in, because look at me. But I will say in his defence that so many players have done it in the past, the likes of Zidane, and Keane's done it so many times, Cantona, down the years, players do on the big occasion.
It's his last season. It's a fairly important match.
A very important match. It now makes their game with you lot next time out very important for them, because if they lose that, and United beat Villa. There's internationals, they're away at the Emirates next, so they need to win that if they've got any hope. Providing that United can beat Aston Villa, which, you know, given the way our season's gone, we've been great in the big games, but
Arsenal are flying in the league, don't they?
Arsenal have got they've won 5 or 6 on the bounce.
Six on the bounce. Giroud's come into a really good bit of form recently, which is great.
When you're scoring off your knee, you know you're doing alright.
So I'm happy with the performance, but I just think it was really weird, especially with, you know, all the social network and commentators were saying, this is a game where we need Gerrard should be starting, if anything, and he comes on and does that.
I think it would have been different if he'd started, though.
Well, he wouldn't have got sent off if he'd started, because he wouldn't. And apparently, I've heard that he did a really good inspirational speech before they got out there.
Well, I heard he did one afterwards as well.
He was basically just
genuinely
really, really pumped, wasn't he? That's all it is. And if I was a Liverpool fan, I would excuse him because of who he is and what he's done for my club. And I'd also excuse him because they were so rubbish in the first half.
They were dire.
You can understand why Gerrard was that keyed up, because he would have just been watching the club that he obviously supports as well as plays for, and he would have just been
against
so,
the club that he hates.
Yeah, yes. He would have just been so pissed off that they weren't even getting their foot in or whatever. Yeah. But he's absolutely he's.
If only he'd been a bit nearer to the touchline, and some of the fans could have held him back. Balotelli, he would have been. Yeah, that was fucking hilarious.
You also had seen the video of Balotelli after the game getting balled out by Man United fans. Yeah. So Man United fans were standing on the ground for about 3 hours after. Because Balotelli's obviously on his way home. He's walking across the pitch for some reason, and they're just having a go at him. And he just looks across.
He gives them the finger, doesn't he?
He does say, I don't think he gives him the finger. It's some sort of hand gesture. But then again, if you're Balotelli, do you really give a fuck?
No.
Liverpool fans are so loyal, most of them, that they're still... I haven't really heard them get on his back. Maybe they are individually, and obviously
you'll always get your people on the internet and then phone-ins, but no, Liverpool, fair play to them, they don't boo their own players unless there's a significant reason. Most clubs don't. But it's...
Did you see the Real Madrid after the Arsenal game?
Gareth Bale, that's a Dan Silver-esque segue.
I think it was Gareth Bale. I can't remember the other player coming out at the end of the match.
Oh, I've heard about this, but I've not seen it.
Real Madrid fans just punching the
punching his car.
His Bugatti or whatever he's driving. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's not.
He's coming back to the Premier League in the summer, isn't he?
Do you reckon?
I think. Unless he really wants to stick it out and try and prove himself. But
he said they were the head. That was the headline.
He's not. That's the thing.
Yeah, he's not had a bad season.
He's not had as good a season as last year.
The thing is, I think in the way it works in Madrid and Barca, you could be amazing, but you need to turn it on in those big games.
And they'll always scapegoat you for it. They'll always have someone they want to scapegoat. So, it's great. One thing that wasn't picked up from the weekend, which I was quite disappointed with from a United point of view, we played really well. Beautiful goal by Mata. Looks like we finally got a system. It's not been picked up that you could quite loudly hear the fans chanting justice for the 39, which obviously relates to Heysel and the fact that 39 fans were killed and the blame was put at the feet of Liverpool fans.
Yeah.
That's bad. I'm surprised we haven't been collared on that because, for a start, there's no justice to be had. It was proved at the time. English clubs were punished. Yeah. People were done for manslaughter. It's not as if it's an ongoing case. It's not like Hills. No, I know it's just people trying to wind up. But it's just disappointing to hear your own club. And I'm sure there were Liverpool fans singing about Munich. Every club has that element. But it was very loud.
On the more positive side, when they were singing "You Nearly Won the League" for about 10 minutes, that did make me chuckle.
Yeah.
Were Liverpool fans actually singing "We're going to win the league" at any stage last season?
They were, yeah.
What, like at home and stuff like that?
They
were the big banner of the Champions League, didn't they? They were confident they were going to win.
Pride comes before a fall, which is why certainly I'm not counting me chickens on United yet, especially because with 20 minutes to go, we looked like we were going to fucking throw it away. Not that Liverpool really threatened.
And also, let's mention that after you did get sent off, Liverpool were really decent second half.
They raised their
game. Right, I'll go.
Yeah.
Right, so realistically, what are you thinking then for the final position?
I'm sticking to my pre-season prediction of third.
Yeah. Overtaking who?
City. Now, I would have said Arsenal. I think Arsenal second. I think... obviously, a lot depends. We've still got to play all three of the top four clubs.
Well, Arsenal have got United on the second to last game of the season.
Yeah. Old Trafford, we've got City, if Hull had
won that game as well.
Yeah.
At that crazy couple of minutes where they got those two goals, it would have been lovely that. And they quite could easily have won that game.
And
all
of a sudden, that would have been maybe, it's a bit far-fetched, but opening the title race a little bit more.
Yeah.
Chelsea got some tough games, they've still got to play United. Who knows?
But
that's what champions do, don't they? They grind out those results. They get the late goal, and there you go. But
I'll bring something else into the mix.
Go on,
Harry Kane.
He's now not.
Everyone's been saying he's the top English goal scorer. He's now the top goal scorer.
Yeah, we're joint with Costa, and in all competitions, he's top scorer, isn't he?
Absolutely ridiculous. So I hope he starts on Friday. I'll be interested to see if he starts.
I hope.
Well, what was that thing about Roy Hodgson?
That was bollocks. Like, you look at the other names on the sheet. He's not going to be starting Kieran Gibbs and Phil Jones in midfield. So
What was it?
He got packed with some of his notes, and it had Harry Kane's name
alongside Rooney. Yeah,
so we don't know.
See, that's the only thing I'm thinking. Would Kane and Rooney work up front together? I'm not sure they would. Against Lithuania, they probably will.
It required Rooney to drop into the deeper role.
Yeah, and then we're going crouch.
And I've seen quite a lot of negative things about about England in the last couple of days. Let's not forget the last game we had. It was just so long ago, everyone's forgot. We were raving. We loved that Scotland game.
Not forget that going into the qualifying, first game, Switzerland away, everyone was saying, Switzerland got to the quarterfinals. Was it the quarterfinals or the second round of the World Cup, nearly beat the RGs. They're going to turn out. We beat them 2-0 at their own place, our hardest game in qualifying.
Yeah.
So that's taking nothing away. We've still got to go away to Slovenia, who are no mugs. But
I'd be interested. I'm going on Friday as well.
Yeah.
And I've got the chance to meet Phil Neville as well.
Wow, lucky you.
And Martin Keown.
Bloody hell.
I'll probably say hello to Martin Keown.
That must be one of the few times where Phil Neville is the better looking bloke in the two.
I think Martin Keown looks really good these days. Honestly, I'm not mind sharing that. I saw him doing his punditry the other day, and I thought he looks so much better than he did when he was playing.
When he wasn't screaming like a chimp in bed.
He just looks like he's had a nice haircut. He's trimmed some of his body hair, and his whole body.
I'll tell you what, I thought that in January when United played Cambridge. Luke Chadwick's grown into his face.
Yeah.
He's still not an underwear model, but he's not. You wouldn't look at him in the street now and think, God, he's hideous.
Look at the state of that.
Same with Wayne Rooney now, he's had his hair transplant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know about that one.
Dashing footballers.
But I'm looking forward to this weekend because I've got England on the Friday night with my old man. and then I'm letting him sleep for a little bit, but only for a couple of hours. Then
I've just got images of you after a couple of hours. Wake up, Dan.
No, we'll be like that, because then Jill's away at Crawley. Which, as a Kent boy living in London, Crawley is just down the road from me.
Yeah, it's just down the road from me, actually. It's only 20 minutes on the bus.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, it's down Brighton Way, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm doing that as well, on a terrace. Every sort of,
that'd be nice.
Yeah, I don't know, 1,100 Jill's fans there, over many good tickets they give us, on a terrace. Oh, I can't wait. Love a terrace.
It's just a shame Crawley's such a shithole.
I don't matter, they've got pubs.
Yeah. The Snooty Fox outside Three Bridges Station. It's horrible, it's brilliant.
I know Three Bridges Station, but I'm going to be off at Crawley.
Ah, well, there you go, you're missing out.
Well,
stab. Yeah. But yeah, all right then.
I used to drink in that station, in that pub, sorry, when Brighton were at the Withdean. Because you used to change at Three Bridges, or you used to park at Three Bridges, and then get the tube down to the the Withdean line, because it was only 10 minutes from there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. So I know the boozer.
There you go. So on Jill, since we've last done the show, you've appointed him a new manager.
I think we mentioned it, but
it was before he'd actually been officially...
He's doing all right. They've dropped a few points recently, but they've still got one loss in about 14 league games or something like that. So they should be safe. I think we only need a couple more points and we should be above the 50-point mark. So when you're looking at the bottom three divisions, that's what you need to get to. So our managerial change worked, because Notts County sacked... Sean Derry this week and his assistant, which means that half of the 72 league clubs have now changed managers at the start of the season. 50%.
It's insane, isn't it?
Yeah. It's... So 36, is that right, Matt? Yeah, 36 of the 72 teams have changed managers at the start of the season. And it won't have worked for all of them. It hasn't worked for quite a few of them. Because you look at Millwall, like, they hadn't scored. They drew 2-2 at Brentford, I think, or they might have lost. They hadn't scored before that under Neil Harris, who had been in caretaker charge for sort of 5-6 games. So
Did Holloway come in last season for Lomas, or was it start of this season?
No, it was last season. Holloway's been there all season up until now. But I mean, they're looking like they're doomed. Blackpool, Wigan, nice.
Yeah. Do you just not think that managers get enough time? Do you think that's part of it? That it's so cutthroat nowadays? And if you don't get results straight away...
Possibly, but then...
But then the results are so vital.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I'm 90% sure that if Gillingham changed their manager when they did, which was New Year's Eve, they'd still be in a relegation zone and they'd be going down back to League Two. So, it doesn't always work, does it? But sometimes things have got to change. I actually said before we changed our manager, the club that I support was in such a situation, we just weren't scoring. Like, we could never see where the next 3 points was going to come from, and bad teams were turning us over. I said, if we make a managerial change, we might not go down, but we probably still will. If we don't, we'll definitely go down. So then, if you're a chairman, you are going to flip a coin, because the chairman and the board will probably think the same as me, we're definitely going to go down. It's a no-brainer to make a change, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I have to say, there's been a surprising lack of managerial changes in the Premier League this season. I mean, I can think of about five off the top of my head. Sunderland, Newcastle, Palace, QPR, and...
West Brom.
So those are the only five. I might be missing a... glaring the obvious one. Villa. There you go. Yeah. So six. So
there's probably a few more as well.
There probably is, yeah. Mm. Probably about 12 of them. I'm just fucking stupid. But. Yeah.
No. The Villa one's been quite interesting as well since we last done a show.
Yeah.
As well, they've suddenly turned into a team. Sherwood's win percentage is ridiculous, isn't it? When you look at what...
And look at his ovaries too, Road. Yeah, although they're still... struggling in certain games, like the Swansea game. That's one where you think you really need to be picking up and be... letting them let go.
I mean, I don't think they'll go down.
No.
You're looking at it. But then QPR are only 4 points away from getting out of trouble.
Yeah. And QPR has been rotten. Everyone down there has been rotten.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
When you think that there's quite a few bad teams this season, isn't there? Because if there wasn't, then three could be completely cut adrift.
Mm.
They really could be. But it'll be interesting scrap. And let's be honest, the longer the season goes on, that's going to take up more precedence, because... Chelsea are going to win the league. I know you were just saying then, but and I even think the top four could be done and dusted a couple of weeks before the end of the season.
Depending on what happens on the next round of fixtures, it could be after that. If United's in Arsenal and City are 7-8 points clear of Liverpool, then are you really going to claw that back in 7 or 8 games? It'd be difficult. But
be what punchy, do you think about Bournemouth potentially coming up then?
I'd love it. Because I like somebody new in the Premier League.
It was a bit like Blackpool a few years ago.
Yeah,
they were in the Premier League and they're really entertaining football. But then I was talking to Stu yesterday and he said, you know, going to get decimated.
Is it a waste?
They're going to get absolutely decimated.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, some clubs have been able to do it and survive, but certainly on a smaller club basis, thinking of the likes of Hull and Wigan and Fulham, they've had much bigger budgets when they've done it.
Bournemouth would be on a different scale to anyone that's ever been in the Premier League.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Because Bournemouth are they're not a really small club. They're a League One team in my eyes. Yeah. They're a mid-table League One team, sometimes going for the playoffs. I haven't been in League 2 since I've been watching lower league football, I don't think, since the early 90s. So I've always known them to be in League 1. And when my team were in League 1, they were punching up. But even in League 1, when they were up in the playoffs, I was thinking, how are Bournemouth mixing it with the likes of bigger
teams? They're not a club you associate with the upper echelon. Certainly, when you think of your bigger second tier clubs, you'd think of maybe... Maybe I'm only thinking of modern history because they're a big club, but something like Wolves or...
Yeah, you've got the Sheffield teams.
Norwich and that kind of Ipswich.
When you look at some of the clubs that are still down in League One, Sheffield United, Coventry, Bradford, Barnsley, they're traditional sort of championship clubs.
Yeah.
And obviously former Premier League as well.
Well, Coventry could be on the way down to League Two, couldn't they? Because they're still...
Yeah, they're struggling. Tony Mowbray's gone in there and he's not getting any results for him at the moment either. But... And there's talk of them getting liquidated again and all sorts.
And in fact, even more, the one that I used to think of as the archetypal championship club throughout the late 90s, Portsmouth, who were down in League 2.
Yeah, what happened there, that relegation?
Harry Redknapp happens.
Wigan Athletic, if they go down, I don't think they'll get promoted from League 1. I don't think they'll go down to League 2, because their financial status is obviously going to be a lot better. But if Wigan go down this season, which I think they will, I don't think they'll go back up. They'll be there or thereabouts, but I don't think they will. The thing is, they'll still be getting parachute payments in League One, wouldn't they?
Yeah. But a few clubs have done it, dropped down 2 years in a row. Wolves did it, didn't they? But obviously Wolves are a much bigger club who are always going to have that massive fan base. Wigan's a rugby town.
Yeah. Leeds did it. Man City did it. Norwich did it.
Yeah.
Norwich went back up and won the league. Southampton, of course, is the biggest turnaround recently. And they went down. Took them 2 seasons to get out of League One. Then they won the league. And then... It's ridiculous. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous.
But I said at the end of last season, someone sat at the table next to us, Rich, one of our mates in Fulham fan, I said, if you don't get out of that league straight away, then you're going to be down there for years, because they don't have a traditionally big fan base. They did very well.
Fulham are a League 4 club, that's the thing. Fulham.
League 10 club.
I used to get 2,500 at home in the early 1990s. Mickey Adams saved them.
You're a B team, aren't they, Fulham?
Yeah.
That's why they had to introduce the neutral stand. Some people through the door.
Still one of the most ridiculous things in football, that, by the way. A neutral stand behind a goal. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Bless him.
Although it is my favourite ground in the Premier League, by far.
It's not in the Premier League anymore.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
Oh, but
so what are your predictions for Friday night?
I
don't know anything about Lithuania.
They're an average. For me, they are...
Have we played them away yet?
No, this is the first time I've ever played them.
I'm going to do some research before I go.
Lithuanian national team.
I would like, and if we're talking about clubs you consider of a certain level, I would say they're a League One club of European football.
Right.
They're not ever... they could punch above their weight as the likes of Latvia and Estonia, but they're never going to be consistently big. They're a small nation.
They're a tiny nation.
They're not bad. Most of their players used to play for Hearts.
You say that, they'll probably still make it to the Euros, though, won't they? Because pretty much everyone is.
Yeah, San Marino are there.
Scotland are playing... is it Scotland or
Gibraltar? Scotland playing Northern Ireland tonight in a friendly,
Gibraltar's Saturday manager.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. They should have done. He took their goalkeeper off. They were losing like 5-6-0, and he took the goalkeeper off. Like, subbed him in the second half.
Isn't the Gibraltar team largely made up of like 18-year-old English players?
And Danny Higginbottom.
Yeah. No, he's Danny Higginbottom.
Do you know what I mean? Another rugby league player who's doing well at punditry, Danny Higginbottom. He's all over everywhere. He's does a bit for BT. He does a bit for the BBC. He's on MUTV occasionally.
He can't even spell BT.
That's Connor. You remember Connor, don't you, listeners?
Bless him. Look at him.
West Ham.
Big Chelsea fan.
Yeah.
But I've got some I've got some breaking news.
Go on.
What was your Dion Dublin story?
Dion Dublin is to become the new host of Homes Under the Hammer.
Oh, fuck. This is bullshit.
No, it's not. It's not. It's really not.
Is it Homes Under his Hammer?
I don't want to know what he's using.
Homes Under the Hammer. He's got a passion for property. I look forward to seeing him when he's on screen soon.
He also invented the Dube, a percussion instrument.
That's just a jumped-up cardboard box, isn't it?
I know,
it? But good luck to him, Dion Dublin. He's obviously...
hey, fantastic.
Some adventures.
Good lad, branching out. Mm. But, Yeah. Anything else we've got to talk about?
Well, no one actually answered what I thought, what you said. I said Friday.
Yeah, 3-0, England.
It'll be an easy win.
Yeah, they're not that bad. They're not that bad. They'll be organised and they're all playing professional leagues.
Harry Kane will probably get a hat-trick.
Harry Kane...
It's nice if he scored.
Yeah.
I'd like the Sturridge... not Sturridge, Sterling.
Raheem.
Yeah. I've never seen him play live yet, so I'd like him to play.
I hope he plays and gets really worn out, seeing he's dropped out of the Italy game.
Yeah, well, about Tom Ince has refused to play for the under-21s.
He's 23. So, but no, it's a funny one, that. I think he must have seen how badly he's done this season.
Where's he on loan at? Derby? Is it Derby?
I think it is, yeah.
They lost to Wolves on Friday night.
Yeah.
Derby.
But
where are Derby now? They were pushing it a while ago. They've had
a bad run, yeah. I think they're fourth now or fifth. They've had quite a bad run. They're three or four points now off.
Who's second then?
Whoever's
second, I think they
it's
lost.
It's Bournemouth, Watford.
Yes,
Watford.
They lost
in the last minute to Ipswich. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're still second in the league. What a great weekend for Bournemouth that was.
Yeah.
And you were talking about them. I don't particularly like Bournemouth because we had some ding dongs with them when we were both down in League One. But I would like them to go up. And did you see Harry Arter, the goal, the left footed? 2-0. They won 3-0, I think.
Yeah. Against Borough.
Against Borough, which was
another team who were up there, yeah.
Yeah. But their second goal, the last one was a penalty, should never have been given. The first one was a penalty, probably was given, should have been given. And their second goal is an absolute thunder bastard. Such a great
goal. Oh, I did see that.
Just lashed it, and it was just straight in the top bin. Beautiful strike. Beautiful strike. Pele was at Anfield the other day.
He was, in his green and yellow anti-glazer tie.
See, for me, if you ever say that maybe footballers shouldn't be paid what they... I think they should, because then we won't have to see Lionel Messi at the age of, like, 96 doing penis adverts or turning up at Anfield trying to sell... Because apparently he was, like, selling...
He was doing Subway, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, no, but even at the, at the ground on Saturday, he was, like, selling bouquets and stuff like that. Like
selling programmes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Champions League, Chelsea, that was funny.
Yeah, it was a lot. Oh, it's a shame. Well, they kind of made a lot of
say that, but... Arsenal.
Oh, wouldn't you rather have
just, like, drawn the game 1-0? Yeah. Like, they didn't
really,
go through
really good performance, Arsenal, and I fucking knew that. I thought we'll comfortably win that game.
Mertesacker should have gone up front the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, he was getting
just
a goal.
The thing is,
Monaco have got a really, really good home record. Like,
they haven't conceded
a goal in a group stage or whatever.
Yeah.
Even in the league, check out the French league stats, they're really good home record. So I was like, right, fuck it. Chances are we're going to go there and absolutely kill them.
Yeah.
We did, and I was really annoyed, but that's what happens, isn't it?
Football. And, well, everyone's been talking about the decline of the English game in Europe. And first, to get rid of a myth, we're not going to lose our fourth Champions League spot for at least 3 years. So, if you look at the coefficients, it would take really strong performances from the Italian or French teams and continued poor performances, which, let's face it, someone from England is likely to get to at least the quarterfinals in the next few years.
They were talking about this. They were doing exactly the same thing, like, oh, the standard of English football, blah, blah, blah. And then, for about 4 years running, we had...
In English, team in the semi-final, at least, I think.
We had four teams in the final.
Between 2005 and 2009.
Yeah, we had at least an English team in the semi-final.
In the final, because it was Liverpool in 2005, Arsenal in 2006, Liverpool 2007, United and Chelsea 2008, United 2009, and in 2011.
There was the season where there was three...
Correct.
Two seasons running where there was three of the semi-finalists, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 2008 and
one season it was 2009. Chelsea in the final. Doggo.
So what's this all going off? The fact that England are now ranked 28th in the world or whatever.
No, just because they've done so rubbish.
Just because we've had a bad year. And in fact, even if you look at that, if you go all the way up to 2012, there was only one year in all those where we didn't have a team in the final.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking stupid, but people like to moan about things. That's why Greg Dyke's trying to bring in fucking banning foreign players and all that, which is just going to be counterproductive, because I mean, all the bigger clubs buying all these homegrown players and don't play them. It'll be what City and Chelsea have done in the last few years with the likes of going back to Steve Sidwell, but Scott Sinclair, to an extent the likes of Lescott.
I do think he's got a point to a degree.
To a degree.
But I think the loan system that he was talking about, like, there should be more emphasis on loaning rather than reserve football, which I agree with.
Yeah, completely.
You've got to look at Townsend, Harry Kane.
Harry Kane, Ryan Mason.
You know, they blooded them out in lower league football, where they're getting games, rather than just having them on the bench every game.
Yeah.
Not even on the bench, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Whilst we're here as well, there's another... football podcast out at the moment, which someone told me about a couple of weeks ago, and it's fucking genius.
Somebody's ripping us off.
What's it called?
This is our idea.
Magic Sponge.
Yes, I remember.
I told you about it.
Yes.
Good name.
Jimmy Bullard. And then Rob Campbell, I think his name
is,
comedian.
I think it's
by Dave.
Okay.
But obviously they're like, it's proper.
Oh, I think I might have seen an advert.
Oh mate, it's genius. It's really good. Because basically they just get a footballer on every week, and him and Bullard just talk about old stories. They've had Dean Windass, there's Stuart Colson on there last week. They had Jeff Winter, he was good value.
Nice.
Just Bullard and Winter mugging each other off. And honestly, I've been listening to him over the last couple of weeks. A genius. So get onto iTunes and download that as well.
Whilst listening to our podcast.
Yeah, listen to one earphone in each ear. Listen to them both.
Listen to them. So it's really good. Yeah. Honestly, it's really good. They actually know what they're talking about as well, which...
fuck that.
Actually, I say that. No, they don't.
This is funny stories.
There's some brilliant stories about like when he was in the England team and stuff like that. And definitely worth listening to.
Don't get players like Bullard anymore. I think he might have been one of the last of his generation.
In fact, the debate they were having the other day, he just went into it. Thing is with him, he says on the show, it was his life. But he just went out there and wanted.
He's still technically a gamer.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is the point he was making.
Yeah,
exactly. Because he did play with a smile on his face, and
of course.
They were saying there's no characters like that. I was like, I bet there are.
Yeah.
Like in the dressing rooms and stuff like that, I'm sure there's some like really like easy going. Because the thing is, when Shearer hung up his boots, all the stories came out about him being an absolute like joker.
Yeah.
And at the time,
we'd never have thought that.
Thought he's a bit more laid back now on Match of the Day or whatever. But everyone just thought he was the most dour.
Uptight, honest,
professional. There was. Came out any time at Blackburn and Newcastle. He was just a bit of a lad. And
I always remember the one we had. We had Tevez, Evra, and Ji-Sung Park were best mates at United, even though they didn't speak the same fucking
what's
language.
An odd combination of players.
And did you see the Barcelona dressed up after the?
Did you see Messi on the end?
Yeah,
just dressed like a dad. Like,
yeah, come on then, boys. Yeah. But apparently Tevez and Evra just used to rip the piss out of Ji-Sung Park. They used to play a game on planes where they'd wake him to fall asleep and then hit him with a shoe and stuff like that.
Screaming and it's just, in Korean.
Like, that's the kind of thing. It will go on up and down the line.
Yeah, but it's not sort of in that public eye, is it?
Yeah, and I don't think anyone can picture Diego Costa gluing somebody's shoes to the floor or something.
Yeah,
no.
You're never going to. What was it? I think Bullard, I think it was Wigan, he was playing for the floodlights went out in a game. And he ran the whole length of the pitch and tried to score.
And he skied it, Or diving over the melee of players in the six-yard box.
We've also had the FA Cup quarters since we last did a show as well.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoyed that Man United-Arsenal game. It was a decent old game because sometimes those games are just rubbish, aren't they?
It was
a proper game. Yeah, with United equalising straight after. And what a goal that was. The run by Oxlade-Chamberlain. Is he in the squad?
I think he's injured.
The run by him. And then who scored the goal for you?
Monreal
and Welbeck scored.
Decent finish. Yeah. And then, Welbeck scoring against United at thing.
Oh, good. I'm glad he celebrated.
I'll say fair play to him. I hate it when players do the whole, I'm so sorry for scoring at each other. You're playing a game, somebody's paying you. It's not as if you did an Adebayor and ran up to the fans and cupped his ears and slid on his
teeth. Obviously.
If you're celebrating with your teammates, that's fine. It's another thing if you're running in front of the fans.
Who are the semis? Arsenal, Reading.
Villa, Liverpool.
Liverpool, sorry. I see.
Arsenal, Villa final.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not actually. It's Liverpool or Blackburn. Yeah, they've still got to go to a replay.
Yeah. Of course they haven't played that. That's what I was thinking. I didn't think Liverpool would definitely throw.
Could still be a Blackburn Reading final. That'd be brilliant.
That would be amazing.
Can imagine what the crowd want.
Magic of the FA Cup.
Yeah,
I'd like an Arsenal Liverpool final for that.
It's Gerrard's last chance to do anything. It's his last game in Liverpool.
I would like Arsenal Liverpool final, 93rd minute, corner to Arsenal. Gerrard goes up for a header and it goes in the net.
I would like him to come.
You want Gerrard to score
an own goal?
I was going to say, mate.
The last minute.
I'd like kick off. Obviously, he's starting. I'd like him just immediately to stamp on someone's leg and get set off again.
I'm beating my record.
There's pictures released today of him in his Galaxy.
Yes.
And Lampard in his New York shirts.
Well, they were photoshopped. It's
weird.
They were photoshopped.
Were they official press release or?
No.
Ah, it does look really strange. Mm. Really strange. Same as I still Fabregas in a Chelsea shirt. Yeah, still doesn't.
Even seeing Lampard in that City shirt looked fucking weird. Yeah. Yeah, I think. Yeah, lighter shade of blue. Yeah. Talking of weird photoshops, there was a new England away kit leaked.
Yeah, the black shirt.
Why are we turning black into Germany? I don't like it.
See, I saw it as blue and white.
That was topical.
Not really. It was weeks ago. That's how long we've not done it from. But I don't mind it.
I don't know.
I'm not asked about away kits.
I don't care. I'm not going to buy an England shirt for as long as I live. So
no. Why would you?
Yeah.
But 60 quid waste of time.
Anyway, I think
I got mugged off for that. When we got out to Brazil, I was the only one out of the 12 people I was with without an England shirt. I'm not going to pay.
Didn't even bring an old one.
No, colour of them had like the because you know they released two versions.
Yeah,
one match was like, one and then the replica one.
He was like, I've actually got the match one, and even he got mugged off by everyone else.
Yeah, fucking
that
dick.
Didn't last very long.
80 quid.
Second night in Sao Paulo, that was out of our hotel window. There's your £150 shirt, you fucking idiot.
Oh,
then I had to go and get it.
And on that note, I think we need to wrap it up and get back up to the office.
Can we ask for some people to like us and stuff like
So all the usual, we're on Twitter at Football Podcast. Write an iTunes review. I haven't checked because we've not done a show for so long.
No,
we might have some new ones.
Should we get a photo of us on the new chairs as well?
I think maybe we should. And we will try and do something more regularly. We have had a funny few months, but
it's all calmed down a bit now, hasn't it?
A bit. So maybe we'll be back next week. Maybe we'll be back in 3 months.
Yeah.
Chris has had a job change, so he can probably get out a bit more at lunchtimes.
Exactly.
Everything's coming up.
Right, so we've got, like, obviously, we've got Man United fan. I know you've been trying to close for a minute. We'll do that. Man United fan, Arsenal fan, Jill's fan. Jay might still be around. That's your
Villa fan.
Yep. Tom's always there for Celtic.
Connor occasionally pitches in with West Ham.
Yeah.
Oats. There you go.
There he is. Contribution.
Stuart Hall's here.
Eels.
Yeah. Oh, those my eels of West Ham. Stuart's obviously here as the QPR fan.
Who else have we had more recently?
Would you let him on the train?
No. Liam Exley.
He's a West Ham fan, isn't he, Liam?
He's a West Ham fan.
Has he done a show? Did he say anything?
He did one, yeah.
Did he say anything?
He said one thing.
Just
I don't know, who else? There's plenty of people upstairs. Maybe we need to try and do a recruitment drive.
We do need a little
I want a lower league, another lower league fan.
Hey, Rich is a Fulham fan, so we'll get some non-league stuff.
No, I want proper football fans, though, not neutral ends.
Sorry, Rich is a neutral
Every
fan.
Every time he asks his opinion, well, I'm just going to stay neutral on this one, so...
Two more seasons, we'll be out there. Simmons got his ideas planned.
Get Louis Saha back up front.
he's a good striker,
good
Louis.
Good on Louis.
He's won a World Cup.
He played in the World Cup. No, he didn't. He was in the World Cup final squad. Yeah, runners-up medal. They lost.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway.
I don't think that means he's won a World Cup, though. I think that does matter.
No, he did. The World Cup of shit hairdos.
What, did he beat you?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, right, now you can close it up before there's a fight.
Okay, anyway, so at Football Podcast, write an iTunes review.
Yeah.
We've got Facebook and websites. I can't remember
and
them.
Listen to the Magic Spun.
Listen to the Magic
Spun. Really
take care, guys. Bye-bye.